very serious time that we are in right now. I've been here for a while in this country, and definitely the feeling of needing the Ribbono Shel'olam's Rachmei Shamayim is felt more now than ever. And the best way to do what the Ribbono Shel'olam wants from us, you know, the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Peronius that we should do tshuva, I don't believe is that we should think about Chas V'Shalom, that if we don't do tshuva, that Rachmana Litzlan, that bad things will happen to us. Of course there is such an idea, however I don't think that that's the Nakuda. The Nakuda is to appreciate being alive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to teach us that life is a gift that we should be excited about, that we should live. The real idea of tshuva is when Hashem shows us something scary from the outside, He's trying to show us how exciting life should be, how much we should appreciate every moment. And this is what we would like to do, Bezus Hashem, if we take this in, we will be Makayim, listening to the messages of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is to try to understand what Chayrif Zman is. Chayrif Zman, first day of the Zman. We have a Shmuz already. What is Chayrif Zman? So of course, it's winter Zman, that's true. That's translated literally into English. But there's something special about Chayrif Zman. For me, when I was a Bachar, and then when I was in Kailal, now unfortunately I have a job, I've become devalued. But in the old days, all the Iker Hatzlacha that happened was in Chayrif Zman. Chayrif Zman was a Zman where people really became different, bigger. Right after Sukkot, the rain came. I don't know if you guys noticed that, all that rain. All of a sudden, I pictured my shtender and my gemara and unlimited Nespresso. This is a winter. You sit there, and it's Vidavka here, you can't hear the rain. I like when you can hear it on the window and on the roof, and you're sitting there with your Rashba. There's a certain feeling like a bear hibernates. So too, the Ben Torah goes through a metamorphosis during the winter. And this is very important to understand what this is, because for most of us, this is extremely scary. The idea of for so many months, especially in an Ibriyar, going this long with the Ribbono Shel'olam, that's very, very serious. And we have to learn it up as a sugya to understand what we're about to embark on, where we're going with this. The very concept called winter, chayrif, is in this week's parsha. Rashi already says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lists all the seasons of the year and he says, chayrif. Chayrif, Rashi says, is a zman where we're being zoreya, we're planting sa'irim and the like. It's a time of planting, of putting in. There's very little going on in the streets, even in our lives. A person would rather be indoors. It's conducive to growing, to putting in. And a lot of times you won't see what comes out until the very end. I just saw by my parents' dira, I went there over Sukkot, all of a sudden, we saw there were tomatoes popping up, and there was like a Shemitah device, like in the middle of the flowers, there's a bunch of tomatoes. Where'd these come from? So Vaisachai, somebody plopped a tomato seed under there, and for month after month of the winter, and look, it's a tomato plant. And so too the Ben Torah goes through all of this time of Chayrif, and he plants, and there might be frustrating times, but something comes out at the end. Something very big, Be'ezras Hashem. But it's extremely difficult. So we have to understand, why would Hashem want us to do something very hard? And I would like to suggest that Hashem does not want us to do anything that's too hard. Whoa, it's a big statement. It's a medrash. If you don't believe me, it's Chazal. The medrash in Shmois Rabbah, Rav Yeruchim brings it in Das Torah, in Vayakol Pekudei. It says, Omer Elihu, lo matzinu koyach v'rasa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in b'riyasef. Hashem doesn't put His power on people, be overbearing on them. Lo ba adam elo lefi kaycha. He only goes according to a person's strength. Why? Lefi she'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba b'tirchos in b'riyasef. Hashem doesn't like to be matriach people. Hashem doesn't like to be matriachas, really? I mean, you'll excuse me for saying, matriarch is like, people go, I don't want to be matriarch, you. Like, a little thing there, you know, maybe you'll get up and get me a glass of water. And even then we say, I don't want to be matriarch, you. You don't want to be matriarchas. The Ribbono Shel'olam doesn't want to be matriarchas. We have a whole winter ahead of us. Ein tircha gedolah mizu. You'll excuse me, maybe I'll lose my job for saying this. Ein tircha gedolah mizu. And it says Hashem does not want to give any one of us a discomfort, a tircha. So what's pshat over here? What does this mean? Obviously, we don't understand what a tircha is, right? Or we don't understand what we are. We don't understand something over here. But the Medrash says, Mefurish, Hashem's not out to inconvenience you. Hashem doesn't want to, and he never will. So what's the pshat? So, I like cars. I mean, I'm out of the car business for a while, but in the old days, I was zocha at certain points to not to own a Lexus, but to drive a Lexus occasionally. I don't know, Lexus is still a good car. Maybe I'm showing my age, I'm bald, and to turn the, you know, the butter, but whatever. A Lexus, one of the things about it that I remember when I was zocha to drive such a car is that I would often speed more in this car. Not just because, cool, yeah, man, Lexus. Not that reason. You know why? You can't hear the engine. 30 miles an hour, 60 miles an hour, 80 miles an hour, you can't hear a single thing. It goes at the exact same noise level. The engine runs so beautifully that you could go 80 miles an hour without hearing any type of friction over there. There's some cars, you know, you're going like 12 miles an hour. It's like, the thing is like, whoa, you feel like you're in a Porsche. But this car, it pushes, goes smooth. Beautiful. I know somebody, it's a true story, an older man, he got a ticket. He got a ticket for driving on the freeway, driving on the freeway 30 miles an hour. Right? We're all getting tickets for driving too fast. Some people get tickets for driving too slow. It doesn't happen too often. But grandpa can get a ticket for going 30 miles an hour in the fast lane. That's exciting to see. And the truth is, it is a crime. It is a crime. You know why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Ba B'tircha Im B'riyosav. What a crime if a guy, you'll excuse me for saying this, I hope I don't get sued, is going 60 when he can go 80, if it's safe, with the same amount of friction. The same amount of friction. He doesn't know the power of his engine. If he would understand the power of his engine, he would kick himself that he was going so slow, because this car can handle it in suave. As smooth as could be, without any type of inconvenience. Where's the way, the place that he went wrong? He didn't know what the car could do. And this is the yisod. We don't know what we can do. We think everything's an inconvenience. Like we said in Elul, kol haskalas kashas, every time we start something, right? You know, so there is that certain feeling of being kasha, of being difficult. That's not what this medrash means. This medrash means, do you know who you are? Hashem doesn't want to inconvenience you. Hashem will never inconvenience you. You want to go crazy in your avodas Hashem? Go crazy. Yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to learn all day and all night. You will fail miserably. You know why? Because you will break yourself. You will break yourself because that's called being matriach. And the Chasam Sofer says on the pasuk, Lo bigvuras hasus yechbat Hashem. Literally translated, Hashem doesn't want the power of horses. But the Chasam Sofer says, Hashem doesn't want horsepower. Horsepower. Why doesn't Hashem want horsepower? Lo bigvuras asus yechbat Hashem. Says the Chasam Sofer, that the Gemara says in Psachim, that in war, when a horse is charging, asus shaytef b'milchama, it bucks the person who's riding it, and it goes flying and gets killed. Why? Because a person is not meant to have horsepower. A person's meant to have manpower. He's supposed to go in a certain way in Avodas Hashem that's normal, that's methodical, that's healthy. And Hashem's not interested in these people who, you know, flip out all of a sudden and do everything and all this kaput. Then they've got like all these earrings and nose rings and this ring and that ring 5 years later because they couldn't hack it. Hashem's not interested in such a thing. Hashem doesn't want to be matriachas. Loi bigvuras hasus yechbat Hashem. And people think sometimes that that's what Hashem wants. Like we love to quote in the Mesillas Yesharim. The Mesillas Yesharim in the Hakdama talks about people who are chasidim wannabes. Chasidim wannabes. How do you know if there's a chasid wannabe? So listen to what he says over here. He says, there are people who give Chassidus a bad name. This is before the Baal Shem Tov. If any of you think I'm talking about the Baal Shem Tov's Chassidus, even though there are similarities, to what we're talking about over here, but this is not. This is much earlier, the Ramchal. The Ramchal says, there are those people who say that Chassidus is tali b'amiras mizmorim harbe, saying a lot of Tehillim. Viduyim aruchim ma'oid, clapping al chet for a long time. Tsoimois koshim, hard fasts. I'm not just going to fast in the winter. I'm going to fast on those long summer days. Utfilas kerach v'shelek. I'm not just going to go into a mikvah. I'm going to put my mikvah in a freezer, and then I'm going to crack the ice. Yeah, going in there. Says the Mesilas Yesharim, these people are living in a dimyon. They're living in a false sense of religiosity. They have no shaychus to chassidus. What's the common denominator? The tzad ha-shavet sheyesh b'neihem. They want to do something incredibly impossible. I'm not just going to say I'm sorry to Hashem. I'm going to do viduyim aruchim. The whole day I'm going to be whacking myself. I'm not just going to say Tehillim. I'm going to say it 5 times at the kosel in a row. I'm not just going to go to the mikvah. I'm going to break that ice. I'm not just going to fast. I'm going to fast at the hardest times. It's a certain mentality of pain. Hashem's not interested in that type of pain. That pain is destined for failure because it's not what the Rabbanu Shalom ever had in mind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dirachei Darchei Noyot. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba Bitircha Im Briyosef. Sleep, right? A guy doesn't want to sleep. He will pay the price. He will pay the price. He wants to be very religious like that. He doesn't want to sleep at all. The Taz in Evin Ezer says, let's say you have somebody who doesn't sleep. He's a hero, Rabosa. He doesn't sleep, right? This is very big in some places. Person thinks that their level of hatzlacha is how little they sleep. The Taz in Evin Ezer, Simon Chaveh, you can check me up on this, says, Yesh Talmidei Chachamim that are menadadin shena me'eneim. There are Talmidei Chachamim who don't sleep enough. V'oiskim b'toyra harbe. And they learn a lot. V'yesh Talmidei Chacham sheyishenim harbe. And there are those who sleep a lot. Whoa, that must be bad, right? What? Listen. K'dei she'elem koyach hachozak. So that they should be filled with life and vigor. V'zrizus leiv lasak b'toyra. And real zrizus to be oisik in the Torah and a sharp mind. The guy who gets a good night's sleep can do in 1 hour what the other guy does in two. And on this, the Tav says off the pasuk, "Shav lachem mashkimeikum." In vain are you fools who wake up too early, too early. Why? Because, and he says it over here. He says, "I get the same amount of schar for sleeping." What? You get the same amount of schar for sleeping 8 hours versus this guy who slept 3 hours? And the answer is yes, because the point over here is not to make your life difficult. The point over here is to be an Oved Hashem. And the person who decides how much sleep he needs, and he's right about it, pretty much. Torah is not given to Malachim, you can't get it exactly. That person is great. It doesn't matter whether he's feeling terrible. He could be smiling all day, lechatchila, sheba lechatchila. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not ba b'tircham b'riyosav. Hashem wants us to have good lives. I was always bothered. Always the Vilna Gaon, who everyone knows is the one I think about. You know, I would love to say in my sleep. Unfortunately, I think about frozen yogurt in my sleep. But the Vilna Gaon is always my dzmus of the greatness that a person could ever achieve. And the Vilna Gaon didn't sleep. And for many years I had this problem. You know, the Vilna Gaon didn't sleep, so then what am I busy talking about the importance of sleep? The Vilna Gaon, the Vilna Gaon, the Vilna Gaon. So then the firm answer is, you're not the Vilna Gaon. Fine, that's true. But had the Vilna Gaon become the Vilna Gaon? If you're saying you're not supposed to do this. So I saw something amazing. Rav Aaron Leib Shtayman Shlita heard from the Dayan of Brisk, Rav Simcha Zelig, who heard from the Mariel Diskin, who heard from the Vilna Gaon in that time. I don't know if he heard it from him, but he heard about this Maisa, that the Katzenelen Boygen brothers, who became big Iluyim and incredible Talmidei Chacham, they were little kids. One didn't sleep enough. One didn't eat enough. And like a good Yiddish mother, The mom was not happy. Doesn't matter how many blot you're doing, if you're not eating a good breakfast and you're not getting enough sleep. So she took them to the Vilna Gaon. This, for me, this story, literally, if I tell you, it's worth millions of dollars. I've been waiting for this. I saw this only a little bit ago. It's worth millions for me. Here we go. Here's the dialogue. The camera's rolling. The Vilna Gaon and the Mashkiach issue of the guy who doesn't get enough sleep and doesn't eat enough. So the Gaon told them, you should get more sleep and you should eat more. Oh, the story doesn't end there, Ravosai. These were smart kids. They said, and you? Ooh, this is like, you know, this doesn't get better than this. And the Gaon says, I have a healthy body. That was his answer. What's that? That's the answer. The answer is, the Gaon says, I'm calm. I'm psychologically well and I'm physically well. There's no kasha on me because I do what I need. The Yisoid HaDvarim is I'm fine, so then you can do whatever you want. Because the idea over here is to be good, to be beseder, to be yishuv hadas, to be normal. The Gaon says, Hashem did this for me, I can do it. You, if you do this, it will be too hard, it will be too tasking, it's not Ratzon Hashem. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba, b'tircha im b'riyasav. And there's amazing medrash. It's a medrash Tehillim that's brought by the Rebar Yakar. It's also brought in Shulchan Aruch Lahalacha by the Bir Hagra. The Rebar Yakar in Elokayin Tzor, in his Parish on the Siddur, says, quoting the Medrash, on Yehila Ratzon Imrefi, Hashem, you should find favor with what I say, or if not, Behegyon Libi, what's in my mind, what's in my heart. Amar David Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'shashi Yesh B'koach Lama Lifanecha Shema Tfilasi. When I could stand in front of you, and David, Hashem, listen to my tefillah. U'b'shoa she'ein b'koyach, when I don't have koyach to daven, he's b'nei ma b'libi, look into my heart. I'm just sitting there like this. I don't have any koyach. Know what I'm feeling at that time. And it's mashma from the Medrash, Hashem does that. Whatever you can have the koyach to do. And he goes on. Another Medrash to him. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hispalo b'beis kinesis. Daven in shul. If you can't daven in shul, hispalu b'beisecha, at least daven in your house. If you can't daven in your house, hispalu b'mitoscha, daven in your bed. At least think in your heart what you would want to daven. And the Gaon brings us the halacha. I'm not getting into exactly why, how right now. But the pshat is, Hashem is with you with whatever you can do. That is the yisoid. There are no practical jokes over here. No one's out to get you. Exactly what you can do is what you're supposed to do. A person can get up there and daven b'chol koychoi. He's supposed to. A person stuck in bed for a whole Yom Kippur, he can't move himself. His thought process is all he can do. That's all Hashem wants from him on that day. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba b'tircha im b'riyasav. Now, this all being said, it's all very beautiful and very important to know. Literally, if you came here just to hear what we said, that's enough. However, it's a tragedy. It's a tragedy for people to assume that their car only goes 60 miles an hour when it can go 80 miles an hour without hearing the engine. It is true Hashem doesn't come with a tircha libriyosov. But it's so chaval. We've made so many ridiculous decisions about what we can do already. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it to be hard for us, but Hashem wants us to live to what we are, to what we can do. And we're totally mufka. The one thing I can't stand, I mean, there are a lot of things I can't stand, but I'm only going to talk about one. One thing I can't stand is when Bachrim, myself included, when I do this to myself, when I'm now not a Bachar, but deciding, I don't do that. I can't do that. Aww. How old are you? How many years have you been in a base medrash, really in a base medrash? If you do a study on yourself, you'll find that this is the first year you've ever really been in a base medrash. Wow. Even if you're second year or third year, you'll see that based on last year, well, I really wasn't here last year. First year you're here, okay? No, I can't do this. I can't do these siddurim. Well, night seder is not for me. How do you know that? How do you know that? Have you ever pressed the gas? Ooh, as soon as it feels, oh, it's scary, I'm going too fast. Let me sit down. I'm scared. What are you doing? Just go. Give the Rabbono Shalom a chayref. Put the pedal down and go. Chill with it. It's shayich to you. It's shayich. It's not something that's beyond. It's not something that's not eating and not sleeping. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Babin Tircha and Briyaisa, but we have to know what we can do. We have to test drive, Rabbi Isai. There are a few yeshivas that opened up, not shayach to our machaneh, which I hold our mamish going to have to do a terrible din v'cheshbon in Shemayim. From the worst averis chamuris these yeshivas did. I don't think you can really call them yeshivas, but I'll call them yeshivas for lack of a better term. What did they do? These yeshivas, which are for more, let's say, modern people, they realize that people don't like learning Gemara so much, right? So all the kids that come to Eretz Yisrael for a year or two, they don't like learning Gemara. So what they do, they came up with a chap. We're going to make a yeshiva where you don't have to learn all that Gemara. And we're going to come to America and we're going to sell our product. We're going to say, yeah, we can talk about God in the morning for an hour, and then we'll learn a little bit of Mishnayos, and then we'll talk about God again, do a little Chumash, and then a little Ravina Ravashi stuck there in the middle. You know what that is? You know what that is? That's killing children. Killing children. That's child abuse. Why? You think that a kid knows what a yeshiva is or what he can or can't do? I remember when I was 17. I think I would have rather jumped in Gehenna than learned a full day when I was 17. But I didn't know a single thing about myself then. I didn't know anything about myself. I laugh at what I thought I knew about myself. I didn't know anything about myself at that point. And there are people who take advantage of this situation and build yeshivas off this tininess. Rachmana Litzlan. How to lose your chelik and olam haba in 2 minutes. Right? That's my opinion on the matter. I once listened to a shir that I gave, in second year based medrash, a cute little shir about Avos Yisrael. After a very important historic event happened, I decided I'm going to give a shir on Avos Yisrael. Cute. I found the tape. In those days, we had tapes. Yeah, that's how old I am. Tapes. You know the turning things? It's hard to even find a tape recorder for my tapes, to even buy one now. This was a tape. It said Avos Yisrael. So I figured it was a few years later, I would listen. What does the man have to say about Avos Yisrael? What? I just wanted to, I'm like, shut up, be quiet. What are you, idiot. Every word of my mouth was utter stupidity. I'm like, Hashem, please erase this terrible day in my life. And I said this in front of everyone. I would sooner go up in front of everyone totally without any begadim than say this ridiculous shir about Avos Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, life is a process. And you go and you argue with this Rebbe, and you argue with that Rebbe, and then you see, well, I see he has a point. Then you go back, this, and then sooner or later you figure it out. And you figure out who you are. You become somebody. But we've been paisik on ourselves. A guy tells me, I can't read a sefer on Shabbos. Ooh, look at you. No, so, what? He will never read a sefer on Shabbos. So sad. An 18-year-old decided that, so basically you've decided to cut an entire day out of your week and say, Shabbos is not for me, I can't do that. Why? Why don't you test drive? Everybody says that originally. Every little kid says they can't read a sefer, period, and eventually says they can't read a sefer on Shabbos. Why are we stunting our growth? It would go smoothly if we were in touch with what we could do. There's an amazing medrash in Dvarim Rabbah, which brings out this point. It says in the pasuk, "Ki ha mitzvah hazois, this mitzvah asher anochi mitzavecha hayom loy nifleis himemcha. It's not distant from you," says the medrash. There's a guy, Rabbanan Amri, hatipesh hazen nichnas lebeis kinesis. The idiot goes into shul. Oh, interesting. Topic. The idiot goes into shul. What happens? Let's see. V'roa sanchoskin batar, and he sees everybody knocking away. V'omalem hechadam lamad. How do you do this whole Torah thing? Wow, it's very exciting. Everyone's screaming at each other, excited. So they tell him, Tchila kari b'megillah. First you got to read tablets. V'akarkach b'sefer, then a book. V'akarkach b'nevi'im. Chumash nevi'im. V'akarkach suvim. Kishu gomer es hamikra shona b'tama. Then you start Gemara after that. Wow, there's a lot of steps. Vakar kach b'halachas. Then you get into halacha. Vakar kach b'agados. And then you do agadata. Kevin shishomea hatipesh kach. When he heard you have to do all these things, first you have to start with the Megillus. Then you have to start with the Sefer. Chamisha chamshitur. Neviim. Whoa, and then you got to start, finally you get to Gemara. Then there's halachas, then there's agadas. Whoa! Omer beliboy emasaya niloimen kozos. When in the world am I going to be able to do all of this? V'chayzer min ashar. And he leaves the Beis Knesses. Says the Medrash Vayter, umishahu pikeach mahu oseh. What does an intelligent person do? Notice how it doesn't say a tzaddik or a rasha. It says an intelligent person who's faced with an actual challenge of how to grow in his own life. Shayna perik echad b'chol yom v'yom. Every day he learns another halacha. Ad shem esayim es kol ha-Torah kula. Until he finishes everything. Ulekach amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo niflesi. It's not distant from you. If it's distant from you, it's because you didn't try. That's what the Medrash says. What's the point of this Medrash? It's like a how-to book to become a Talmid Chacham? No, it's showing, look, it's such a normal process to become great. Not scary. Scary like the boogeyman, it's not. Everybody's worried of this. No, just do it. Follow the program. The regular program. A person does the Sidrei HaYeshiva of Maseches Ksubis, they will become a great man. Following those Sidrei HaYeshiva, doing what they can, they will become great. And the Tipesh is so intimidated by this, he's so bugging about what? Not even a Tircha. If he would just try, he would see this will fit into his life. It will be part of him. I remember there was this guy that I knew when I was a kid. I don't think I would call him a person. He was a bacher. I wouldn't call him a person. I would call him like a beast. He was like a beast. And then I come to Eretz Yisrael and he's a younger man in Kaila. I'm like, whoa, how'd this happen? Like, Shiloh, he was a man. Figuring out who he was. Obviously, he didn't get intimidated by the way I thought about him. And he became something, a natural process, one day after another of a winter's man, growing, coming out with something, planting, and then all of a sudden at the end, new things pop out. Whoa, look what came out of the ground here. Look at this tomato plant, look at these cucumbers. I didn't even know that these seeds existed, B'chlal. Look what's coming out of me. There's an amazing gun. The Gaon talks about this idea of having a mahalach. So let's say you don't have a mahalach. Let's say you just want to go the crazy way. He says, Iveles Adam, Mishlei Perek Yud Tes Pasuk Gimel, Iveles Adam Tisalef Darkei, the crookedness of man, the corruption of man, steers him away. Val Hashem Yizaf Libo, and then he gets angry at Hashem. What's this going on? Says the Gaon. He says there's a person that's maschil luma Torah. He starts learning. Velasas mitzvahs, and to do mitzvahs. Ve'akar kach poirish, and then he stops. Why? Machma shekosha lo ma'oid. It's too hard for him. Lefi she'ein mesayim lo. There's nobody helping him. He doesn't have any help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zoyef al Hashem, lama lo siyehu, and he has a tain on Hashem, Hashem, why didn't you help me? U'be'emes hu machmas ivolta, he says the guy, it's because he did something wrong. What did he do wrong? Ki kol adam tzarech leilech lefi madregaso, a person has to do learning Torah according to their madrega, below yikbots, and not to jump, to skip steps. V'az yelech lebetach darko, then he will for sure succeed. This man, he went too fast. That's the person who doesn't get atzlacha. But every person who goes methodically with what's normal, Not normal according to you, but normal according to what the Sidrei HaYeshiva are. What's considered normal in a life for a person to do? He'll be okay, but the Gaon says that this person was asa bilti yishuv hadas, without any type of yishuv hadas. Rabbeisai, we're in a very serious time. We have a whole winter ahead of us. Hashem has given us the gift of life. That is what tshuva is. It's to use life well. We can guarantee, says the Gaon, that somebody who goes on the normal mahalach of a ben yeshiva, he will become great. He will become great. He will become exactly what he never imagined when he was a kid. We should all be zeicha to have a gevaltige chayiv zman.